Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from John chapter 16, beginning with verse 23. A little context, our Lord is speaking here to his disciples and has just been speaking to them about the joy of entering heaven. And Jesus said, "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen." Many years ago, I was sitting in a Bible study, and a gentleman in the Bible study, right as we began, brought up the fact that one of his neighbors, I believe two houses away, there had been a home invasion where a burglar had broken into his house, and his neighbor was in the home at the time and apparently had gotten quite beat up and was now in the hospital. And we were discussing this at the beginning of the Bible study. And another, the man who brought this up, the neighbor of this man who'd been hurt, said, "Why did that happen to him and not to me? Why did that terrible thing take place in his house and not in mine?" And another man in the Bible study, an older Christian man, said, "It might be as simple as the sixth petition." It might be as simple as the sixth petition, meaning in the Lord's Prayer we pray, "Deliver us from evil." It's possible that there are times when God showers gifts down on us or protects us from evil things, has things happen in our lives, just because of little phrases we say in the Lord's Prayer. And if you're like me, I admit sometimes I'm not even paying attention to that prayer the way I should. And yet God is answering our prayers, even at times when those phrases go out of us and we aren't even necessarily thinking about it the way we should. The gift of prayer is really an amazing thing. It's a Psalm 27 calls it the conversation of the heart with God. Think how amazing that is, that we can just speak to God without even using words, just from our hearts, just in our thoughts, in our mind. I remember years ago in a religion class, a student was asking me about prayer. We hadn't started to study it in class yet, and when I described what this meant, that you could just have your thoughts ascend to God, she was just so shocked. I think what a wonderful thing that was. And even the Son of God himself utilized this wonderful gift. The one who had perfect communion with God the Father himself and as part of the Trinity, even he in his humble state, and especially during his state of humiliation and all the agony he was going through for us, he utilizes this gift of prayer. So he turns to us now, to his disciples, and he extends to us this invitation to utilize this gift. Make sure you use this gift. Think how ironic it is that God has to come to us and encourage us to pray. Can you imagine a father that just has a whole bunch of great things that he wants his children to enjoy, and the kids aren't asking him enough for those things? And he has to go to his children and remind them, "Keep coming to me. Keep asking me for gifts. I've got a whole room full I want to give you." It's interesting that God has to beg us almost to pray and to use the gift of prayer. So what is it about praying that's challenging for us? For myself, I'll speak for myself. What is it about praying? What are the things that hinder me from bringing my prayers to God? Well, one of the things that often hinders me is my arrogance, is my pride, is thinking that, well, I don't need God. My life's going so well. Maybe there are things I'm doing in my life that are fine, and who really needs God? It's easy for us to forget about him. That's one end of the spectrum of, of why sometimes we don't pray. Another thing that I find for myself is the more I am being drawn to something sinful, the more I'm being attracted to that, the less likely it is that I'm going to want to go to God with my prayers. And sometimes it can be the guilt that we feel about things we've done. Sometimes we don't feel worthy to be approaching God's throne with our prayers. So those are some of the different ways that we neglect using this wonderful gift. I remember a pastor telling me years ago after hearing a sermon on prayers, he said, "This is one time I feel guilty. Every time I hear a sermon on praying, I feel guilty because I know I just don't use it as much as I should." When we pray before God, we are kind of laying ourselves bare before Him. And that's oftentimes one of the reasons it can be challenging. And we may wonder to ourselves when we think about our sinfulness, why would I think I have such audacity to approach this holy God? And the devil tries to convince us of that too, in our own sinful flesh. Who are you to approach God? Think of Adam and Eve as soon as they fell into sin, and God still wanted to have a harmonious relationship with them, but they felt so afraid they ran away. They tried to hide themselves from God. Think about Judas. Judas, when he realizes his sin and throws the money back at the Jewish leader's feet, and when he realizes what he's done with his relationship with Christ, he doesn't go back to him to talk to him. No, he goes out to hang himself. The devil can sometimes tempt us to think that who are you to think you have any right to approach God and to go in front of him? Here's the strange but wonderful paradox for us of the Christian faith. The people who realize they have no right to approach God on their own are now invited most strongly by the king to approach his throne. Listen to what Martin Luther said about this. "If I'm a sinner, so what? God is merciful. If I'm unfit for prayer because of my sins, well and good. I do not want to become more fit. For alas, to God I am more than fit for prayer because I'm an exceedingly great sinner." You see, God wants you or me to approach him not because we're so worthy of something, but because of his mercy. It's the mercy in his heart toward you through Christ that draws us. And that's the reason he wants you to come to him, is because of his mercy, not because you're some great person. And so Jesus extends to us this invitation and this encouragement to utilize this gift, because he himself, through his body, is the one that has created the access you have to God. He is the very window through which you can make your prayers known to God. Only through him. He's the only one that split the curtain between you and God. And he now invites you to come to him, to God the Father, through Christ himself and what he's done. He says, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The way a loving earthly father does toward his children, always with their best interest in mind. So Jesus doesn't command you to go through his mom. He doesn't command you to go through one of his great followers and saints. That would be an abomination. But instead, he invites you to go directly to the Father through him, because this is a very personal mission that he has come to accomplish for you, to reestablish a relationship between you and this holy God through his blood. Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you," when he's addressing his disciples about this. There's a great phrase. We hear that phrase a lot in the scriptures, especially in the Gospels. "Truly, truly I say to you." Amen, amen, lego humen. That's the Greek. "Truly, truly, I say to you." And it's as if Jesus is underscoring what he wants you to know. He's underscoring and underlying in this state. This is a truth that I want you to realize and to take use of, make use of, utilize this wonderful gift. And he wants you to do that with confidence, with boldness as you come before the throne of God. The Apostle John says this, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him," that means in Christ, "that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." So notice that when Jesus has you address God in heaven. It's not this almighty being who is all-powerful, which he is. But he has you call him Father. Father. He makes it the most tender little relationship. The most loving, hopefully you've had good fathers. The most loving relationship that we can see here on earth with one of our parents. And he says, the Father himself loves you. The very robe of holy, perfect righteousness that Jesus himself has before his Father, he's now given you in your baptism. And by faith, you are wearing that. And so when this almighty, holy God looks at you and you come to him with your prayers, it's as if he's talking to Christ himself. That's how purely holy you are in the eyes of God when you now come to make your petitions. So may we learn the art of praying, and may we utilize this frequently and pray for spiritual matters in your life. Pray for a stronger faith. Pray for a reassurance of your forgiveness and of confidence. Pray for making sure that God keeps you in a heavenly focus in your life. But also pray for the earthly needs that you have. Pray for the things that you want in this life, as long as they're God-pleasing. And the Lord will make the decision as to what's best for you. And also look forward to the day when you don't have to pray anymore. Look forward to the day when you no longer have to pray. Jesus says, when you finally arrive in heaven by his grace, he says, in that day, you will ask me nothing. There won't be any reason to pray anymore in heaven because you're right there. And you aren't going to have anything to pray for anymore. There are no more needs. So live for that day. And in the meantime, utilize this amazing, wonderful gift your God has given you. Amen. Let us do that now. Take out your hymn book, if you would, and turn to page 156 in the front portion. Page 156. We will use prayer number 73. Please rise as we pray together. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you have promised us that whatever we ask in his name, you will give us. We beseech you, keep us in your word and grant us your Holy Spirit, that he may govern us according to your will, protect us from the power of the devil, from false doctrine and worship, and also defend our lives against all danger. Grant us your blessing and peace, that we may in all things perceive your merciful help, and both now and forever praise and glorify you as our gracious Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go now in his peace. Amen.